Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Back to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz. This is the most intelligent food show in the world. Get it? KCBQ, intelligent talk. I'm allowed to say that.
Nice.
I can get away with it. Nobody can contest that. It's intelligent talk.
That's right.
Therefore, this is the most intelligent food show in the world.
There we go.
This hour, we're discussing forced insect labor politics. Think you know what I'm going to say? And if you're a weekly listener, you don't. It's a freak surprise. You're going to love. We're going to make Jeff eat a bug. Huh? Jeff, you listening? Look at his poor little face. Aw, you thought that durian was scary. Wait till you see the little pinchers coming at you. We're just kidding. Don't leave. Come back. Well, we'll have to push our own buttons now. We scared Jeff away. I'm sure no one will notice. There's no bug eating here, folks. We're not going to go Zimmern on you. It's food related. Bugs are food related because, A, people have been trying to mess with my honey. Right?
I get it. Not your husband, but honey.
Yeah.
Nice.
See, okay. People are trying to make the bees stop making honey for me, not just for me, but B, freeing all the insect workers will limit crop production and starve people. C, some cultures eat bugs as food, which is gross. So everybody knows I don't really have a problem with people using insects to do their work and make things better, like making honey, which people cannot do. Or pollinate crops, which people would have a real tough time doing. I'm not someone the bugs could rely on if they ever decided to sue us. Not an advocate for their little rights. After all, they've grossed me out and stung me enough to pretty much make a lifelong enemy out of me. But have you ever heard about insect fighting?
I think I saw it on Ants, the movie, right? Didn't they fight in that movie?
Sure. Yeah, why not? It was a cartoon.
Yes.
Right? What did you eat that day? It's like regular Iron Man fighting, except it's bugs. Okay.
Oh, I used to do this as a kid. You'd get like a praying mantis and a spider, and you'd put them in a jar, and you'd shake it and see which one would come out alive.
Oh, that's just unfair. The praying mantis would win.
Not if the spider bites him first.
See, this is how this starts. Who do you think would win in a fight between Superman and Batman? Well, we can't do that. So what do? We find whatever bugs are hanging around in our yard. We stick them in a little cage and see who comes out, you know, alive. Insect fighting is a range of competitive sporting activity, otherwise known as calculated pummeling, which is what I like to call it when people do it, usually associated with gambling, which is horrible, in which insects are pitted against each other. This is considered a blood sport, in that this fighting is normally done to the death. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, in not-so-brutal society, it's done until one bug flips over the other bug.
Got it.
As soon as a bug gets flipped over, he loses.
Like sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, it's usually done with the bigger, pudgier bugs, too, like the ones that have, like, a shell.
Oh, so they put little diapers on them, too, like sumo wrestlers? That would be adorable.
That would be great.
You see a big old horn beetle with a little tiny little diaper.
How are
on
you going to get a
diaper?
Never mind. You're just strange. This is very much like dog fighting or cock fighting, chihuahua fighting. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't have those super cute little mean things fighting. I mean, they're mean. They're mean, man. I mean, they're vicious.
Yeah, they would fight.
They're like really cute petite women, you know? They're adorable, but they fight to the death.
Yes.
I mean, they just...
You just don't get on their bad side.
You know, just don't get on their bad side.
And you
side.
Don't even know how to do that, so
they're
it's really
scary. They're just like chihuahuas.
Yes.
You know, they have like a little size complex. They think they have to get super mean. I think maybe smaller bugs are kind of the same. This sort of thing is common in China, Japan, Thailand, and Vietnam. Mm. I guess they ate the roosters and the dogs, and maybe this is what was left? No? Enthusiasts may collect and breed different species of insects for fighting. Among the beetles that they use, stag beetles, kind of big, you know, a couple inches long. Rhinoceros beetle, they look like little rhinos.
Yes.
And Goliath beetles, they look like bigger rhinos.
Nice.
You know, they have these horns, they got these things, you know, the Goliath beetle looks like a triceratops, really. I mean, they're really cool looking. Also, the Jerusalem cricket, which is not a regular size cricket. It's huge, by the way, like several inches. And it's got this big lower abdomen body, a big juicy cricket body that's all, it's popular because of its jumping ability and aggression. So it's a giant, mean cricket.
The insects, an ant.
Like an ant.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, stop that. Ants. You're obsessed with ants.
I just saw that movie.
you gotta get out more. That movie came out like 15 years ago. It's popular because, you can gamble on them, obviously, which it's bad. I'm not a fan of the insects, but come on. The insects are raised and trained by their owners to become as strong and aggressive as possible. So I'm imagining tiny weight rooms and these human coaches are down there on the floor shouting slogans at them, you know, feel the exoskeleton burn, right? Move those antenna. Push those body segments to the limit. I'm not seeing your elbow air holes panting. Where appropriate, training involves supplemental feedings of energy-rich food, such as sugar, so insect steroids.
Nice.
Right? After the training is complete, the owners will take them to the designated fighting arena,
dun, dun, dun.
Which is usually a hole or,
a
shoebox or something like that. And then the insects fight each other. They also have spider fighting, which is really gross. I think it creeps me out more than the others. This is done in the Philippines. I can't imagine the spiders' coaches arguing with them to get them to do more reps or run for longer. They just whip out their long, drippy fangs and then no more argument. This is also in Singapore, where the loser is typically deep fried and then eaten as a snack.
Mm.
Here is an interesting fact. The fights between the male jumping spiders, which are pretty big and darn creepy, end when the loser backs off or runs away. The fights between the female spiders, those are to the death. So that's right. The girls fight to the death. Kind of like how human men, when they're mad at each other, they punch each other in the gut and then they're best friends for life.
Yes.
Well, if women have a fight, that's a grudge that never ends. They may teach their daughters to hate the other ladies' daughters. And this continues in a real Capulet and Montague kind of way for generations.
Or a rom-com movie.
Yeah, very right. Exactly. Bride Wars. I saw that. It was a stinker. Don't bother. All this bug fighting is considered politically fine. So the reason I bring this up is because people fight for insect rights in the U.S. This is not something that's done in other countries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Americans, it's like almost they run out of causes, so they start worrying about, there's plenty of human causes, really, to worry about. Human needs help. I mean, I want to know if there are any khaki-wearing groups of hippies wandering around the world looking out for the rights of these pumped-up steroid freak bugs that are being forced to fight to the death by their natural enemies. If you're in a country that eats bugs, fine. Because there it's, legal to do this. Nobody cares if it's a bug. I hate bugs. They're gross. Mm-hmm. Even if you put them in cute little spandex boxing outfits and give them sponsors, they're still gross. In the U.S., we got those giant Floridian cockroaches, the tarantulas. Mm-hmm. There's illegal bug fighting going on all over the U.S. You don't know this, but it's in areas, obviously, where people are really, really bored. I have a problem with dog fighting, cock fighting, fish fighting, cute little kitten fighting. I don't really have a problem with the bug fighting because, like I said, they're gross. When we come back, a fee for not clearing your plate?
Mm-hmm.
Is my mom behind this one? This is the real thing. Seriously, keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized
and don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Back to Food Fight Radio, folks, where my co-host Marcus puts the cool in koala.
Aww.
Those were cool bear slippers you had on last weekend, buddy.
Thank you. My wife got them for me. I had them for like 6 years now.
Aw. So this segment is really, really sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give a shout out to my pootie pie, who's hanging around at home with our kids right now. And do you want to give a shout out to yours?
Laura, I love you. Yeah, she's with the kids at church right now.
Aw. So we're going to be talking about something that Marcus has brought to my attention recently. There is a plate cleaning fee. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Perfect. So in Japan, there's this sushi restaurant. And if you order a certain dish, the salmon roe sushi, so salmon eggs, and you don't clear your plate, they charge you extra because you have disrespected the fishermen who risked their lives to obtain this delicacy. Now, even if you eat all these eggs, all the roe, and there's still some rice over there, you still get charged a fee. Cool thing is that all of that money, none of it's taken out for the restaurant. All of it actually goes to the fishermen.
The cool thing is?
I think
that's cool?
Well, these people, I mean, it's one of the deadliest catches. So, like, people see that show, the deadliest
salmon
catch.
Roe.
Yeah, because of how they have
Why?
To do it.
Why? Are people the salmon fighting back?
It's just the bears are trying to eat them also.
The bears. We're competing with the bears.
But people do die harvesting this.
People die doing everything.
It's just a way to show respect. They're like, you have disrespect. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm going to stop right there.
You have dissed.
Disrespected.
The salmon guys.
Yeah, yeah. How dare
Japan.
You disrespect these people? They risk their lives to bring you this delicacy. To pay for your insolence.
Okay. You ever seen The Deadliest Catch?
Yes.
These people are really okay, because it's a reality show.
Yeah.
Where they catalog and videotape the lives of these guys who go out on the Bering Sea and catch king crab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's called The Deadliest Catch because it's very dangerous and people get thrown overboard, and if you're in the water for more than a couple of seconds, you're doomed.
You're doomed.
Yeah. You could get attached to one of those cages. Mm-hmm. Your leg gets caught on there. You get dragged down to the bottom of the freezing cold Bering Sea. You're dead. You're gone. You're an ice cube. You're bobbing around the Bering Sea as a little berg. Mm-hmm. This is very dangerous.
Yes.
When is the last time you went to an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet and they got the king crab legs there?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't eat all those king crab legs, they charge you.
I think this should be instituted.
Really? I disagree, because king crab legs are expensive. Mm-hmm. You pay for the meat already. You pay for the fact that these guys have to load up their boats, get a crew, go out there, risk their lives. This is something that they have chosen to do. This was not something that someone forced them to do. Our government is not paying these guys to go out there and catch king crab legs because we like to eat them. Mm-hmm. I also don't believe that the government is paying people in Japan to go out in their little salmon boats and collect the salmon and their roe. I don't believe that this is happening. This is a career mm-hmm. chosen by the individual. Why should there be a fee if you don't want to clean your plate of every little egg? And why should there be a fee if you've eaten every egg but don't clean up every grain of rice? That's completely unrelated. That's absolutely ridiculous. You would not be able to get away with that kind of stuff in the U.S. Never.
Not true. So now it is the restaurant in Japan, just to be clear, not the government, who's instituting this fee. It's a family of restaurants. So uh-huh. it's a private fee applied, not a governmental fee.
So not every restaurant that has salmon roe is
no,
charging
No, there's,
this
there's
fee.
One of them that's just standing up for the salmon. So it's like, you know, their pet project. Just to make that clear, I didn't want people think that Japan government is weird.
I think this restaurant chain should go out of business because that's stupid and ridiculous.
That's the free market. People will either go there or not, depending on how they
now,
feel
how
about
long has
issue.
This place been open?
A couple years now, and this instituted a couple months ago. They haven't seen any decline in attendance.
I want to know how many people have been charged the fee.
That's a good question.
Does that happen a lot? I mean, because when's the last time you ate every single little tidbit of food that was on your plate?
I've been to all-you-can-eat places that will charge you extra a fee if you don't clean your plates when you pick up the...
I would dispute that bill. I would get that bill. There's no way I'd be having it.
Well, they make it clear before.
And then I leave.
They don't surprise. Yeah.
I would say, yeah, you know what? Charge me. I'm not paying it. Mm-hmm. And if you charge it, I will not sign that receipt. And if you get my signature beforehand, I will dispute that charge with my credit card company. That's insane. You're already paying a particular fee. It's an exaggerated fee mm-hmm. to come in here and eat this food.
Yes.
Right? And they think that applying an additional fee on top of that, if you eat less, is acceptable?
It's
an all-you-can-eat. All you can eat or all you can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you leave stuff on your plate. You leave stuff on the buffet. You did not eat everything in that room. Therefore, you have failed. Personally, I take eating stuff at a buffet as a personal challenge. But yes. here's the reason why an all-you-can-eat buffet is awesome. You don't have to eat everything on each plate
mm-hmm.
because if you didn't want to eat like all of that piece of cake,
mm-hmm.
you can take a bite out of it and leave the rest and go back for something else. And then eat more of that if it's any good. You're guaranteed to get more of what you want and less of what you don't. If you're stuck with one plate that just has a bunch of stuff on it, you got to eat all that stuff. You're going to be full, and you're going to be full of things that you didn't necessarily love. I think every bite you put in your mouth should be good. You're not going to enjoy everything they have at a buffet, and you don't know until you try it. Mm-hmm. So what if I take a bite out of something and it sucks? It's terrible. No good. Oysters undercooked.
You take it to the bathroom, you throw it away, nobody knows, you're not charged.
Too much work. You're there to enjoy yourself. Shove the plate off to the side. The guy comes around with a big busboy bucket, and he loads up all your plates and all the extra food. You can't get away with that stuff in this country. It's not cool. It goes against the American way.
Goes against the American way? It's just a different way of doing business. I'm not sure if it goes against.
No. There's the right way, and then there's the wrong way.
No. The American way, there's many ways, and all of them are not right or wrong.
If you are paying for an all-you-can-eat buffet,
yes,
you're paying a premium of money mm-hmm. to enjoy this luxury of American life, where we have way too much food and not enough time to eat it, okay? They actually think that they can get away with charging you more for not eating enough of it.
They want to charge you for being wasteful. If you pile up food on your plate that you don't like and it sits there.
Insane.
Is that insane?
I agree that wasting food is bad.
Yes.
But I do not agree that you can inflict a charge for it because you're paying a certain amount of money to eat a certain amount of food. In no way should it be possible or allowed to charge more for the fact that you ate less.
But you're still wasting less. You're still stopping
Doesn't matter.
Someone else from
In this country,
less.
This is a wasteful country. This is a wasteful society. We as Americans, we waste.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just take a look at how much garbage we have. I mean, landfills
we're filling
full.
Up all the oceans.
We're filling up the ocean with our filth. I mean, we have more garbage than I think we have people. And we're a wasteful society. We're an indulgent society.
Okay.
We thrive on being indulgent. That's what these all-you-can-eat buffets are all about.
Now, what if it's an empty threat? What if it's just to bring attention to, hey, how about if you don't know you don't like, or you don't know if you like it or not, don't pile it on your plate.
And that's not effective as a training mechanism. You'd ever try that with, you know, with like a little kid?
You can't.
Acting badly or I'm going to turn off the TV. I'm just kidding.
Well, you can't train the public as a restaurant, but you can bring bring their attention to something. Oh, hey, maybe I shouldn't pile this on or maybe I shouldn't do that. But
you
you're
could
not going to train
you
them.
Could put a sign
that
says, please don't be wasteful. And then the goodness in each person, when they go to the buffet, they're going to read that sign. Yeah, I know we're expecting a lot of people here. We're saying, yes, there are people out there who are basically good.
Yes,
that's true. Is that so bad to make that assumption?
No, not at all.
It goes, you know, it kind of goes against what I personally think half the time, especially when I'm on the freeway. But if you're at the buffet, you're looking at this sign, you're going to see, please do not waste food.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, does more for the good nature in a person where they're going to say, oh, okay, they asked me politely. I'm more likely to do it now. But if you put a sign up there that says additional fee will be imposed for leaving food on your plate, do you know what's going to happen? People are going to, we're Americans. We don't like being told what to do. We're going to say, you can't tell me what to do. And then I'm going to intentionally waste more food. I'm going to get a bunch of ribs, a bunch of shrimp, a bunch of crab claws. I'm going to take gobs of cocktail sauce. I'm going to take all the lemons.
All of them.
There will be no lemons for anybody else. You've got to put those on your shrimp and on your crab claws and on your lobster. And then you can, no, you don't. Because I have all the lemons, and I'm going to waste them. I'm going to put them off to the side of my table. I'm going to get all the cakes and cupcakes, and there will be no mousse for anybody else, and I'm going to hoard it all on my table, and I'm not going to eat any of it.
Wow.
Just to teach that establishment a lesson, that you cannot tell people that you're going to charge them for leaving stuff left over on their plate.
You can, because this is America. You just don't like it.
No, not at all. I think being wasteful is a right, as much as it is the right of the restaurant to try to impose their own rules.
Most restaurants have different rules. I mean, they have the same general guidelines, but you can have this much of the salad bar, or you can have the whole salad bar. There are places like that that are running.
If you can have this much of the salad bar, or you can have the whole salad bar, it's an all-you-can-eat, that means it is at your discretion to eat as much as you like.
Yes.
So that goes hand-in-hand with leaving stuff on your plate.
If that's what you like.
And so, and it's the job that your luxury that you're paying for to have someone else come over and clean it off your table in between rounds. No, it's the American way.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't, I would go. I would go to this restaurant and I would break all their rules on purpose. And then I would tell them that I'm breaking their rules. I'll tell them why they're breaking their rules. And then I will tell them, I will go on the radio and I will tell people not to eat here and why. What's the name of this place?
I'm not going to tell you right now.
Ah, see? Now he's not going to tell me.
No. That's going to be mean.
Well, when we come back from this quick commercial break, so what do you like to stuff in your olives? Home olive stuffing. When we come back, don't you touch that dial. Stick around a while. We're Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county, specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks. This is Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz, and we usually do a little bit of headbanging when we hear that rejoiner music. It's fun. Did you just whack your head on your mic?
No, I whacked the headphones.
Oh, on okay. Because we're doing the headbanging thing and it donk.
Moved.
Okay.
Yep.
So we do a lot of things on this show. We cover a lot of ground: meteor awareness, bug politics, food you can eat, food you can make, food you want to stay away from, pajamas. Dan Aykroyd. I love my job. If you watch the video for my interview with Dan Aykroyd and you'll see my birthday hug and kisses, yeah, it's good. He's such an awesome guy. If there's a person that dislikes Dan Aykroyd, that person should be deported because they would have to be the biggest jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, olive stuffing. Normally, the olives that you get at the store are stuffed with something already, and for most people, that's enough. That's where it ends. But not for us.
No.
I mean, do you folks even know us at all? Of course we're going to stuff our own olives. There's a hole in there. We're going to play with all kinds of neat things to put in there. That's what we do when our food has a hole in it. Stuffed chickens, turkeys, cheese-stuffed burgers, stuffed crust. It's a natural, right? Normally, you find olives stuffed with almonds, jalapenos, garlic, pimentos, maybe the occasional blue cheese. Mm-hmm. But that's rare. What are some of the things that you would generally like to see stuffed into some olives?
Now, this kind of gives people a shock when they first see it, but they tend to love it. So when I say it, you're going to be like, what? But you have to try it at least once. I'll wedge up a date and throw a little bit of date inside the olives, because then you got the savory and the sweet. And
what?
But yeah, I mean, they don't sound like they go together very well, but it's...
They don't sound like they go together very well, but now I have to eat one.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to bring one in.
You're going to make them?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have olives at home. I can totally make them.
What about chorizo stuffed? Do you think that would stay in there?
I don't know. You would have to stuff it and then keep it dry.
Well, you'd have to stuff it and then secure it with a toothpick, I think, near the front, right? Wouldn't that generally kind of keep the chorizo in there?
Chorizo's not a regular cooked
sausage.
It's
real slippery. You'd probably have to mix it with something.
Yeah, like
and
a breadcrumb.
And not the sausage, because it's raw. So, What else would be good?
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto is always good.
I roll it up, put it right in there.
Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the sweeter kind of bacon.
Yeah, yeah, I think.
Maple bacon. If dates taste good in an olive, mm-hmm. then the cooked maple bacon would taste
really good, yeah.
Absolutely outstanding. Mm-hmm. You could also go crazy with the dried fruit.
Oh, yeah, like raisins.
Apricots.
I was thinking.
Cranberries.
Currants is what I was just going to say.
Currants,
yeah.
Great. The raisins, very good idea because those are exactly the right size.
Mm-hmm.
they plug up that the hole and they won't come out.
Uh-huh. And then if you have any liquid, then they'll just absorb that liquid and be secure.
What about
in there?
Candied ginger? Would that be disgusting?
It might. You know, I have some candied ginger at home. I'll bring
you're
one
gonna
in for
have
you.
To try that now. if sweet goes in there, dried hibiscus flowers.
Oh wow!
Cut a little pointy end off of it because it kind of looks like a flower petal still. Mm-hmm. Jam it in there so that you have the kind of petally part coming out mm-hmm. of the olive. These are all things that you can garnish drinks with, but you can also roast them.
Yes.
And eat them. You can also surround them with puff pastry, roast them and eat them. Mm-hmm. You know, they make really great finger foods, snacks, appetizers. These things aren't just limited to a bar garnish.
No, not at all. Yeah.
And they're tasty.
They're tasty.
And they're good for you.
Olives. You mean olive oil?
They're full of olive oil. Of course. Right.
Yeah.
They're full of olive oil, which everyone knows is very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're also full of fiber. They have vitamins in there.
Yes.
You know, they're not just completely loaded with, you know, human-killing sodium. They're delicious.
They are. They are. Delicious.
They're way better for you than eating a pickle. And people eat pickles all the time without even thinking about it. So trade that in for an interesting, creative olive. Some of the other stuff you could put in there, do you think that pate would be any good in there?
I'll have to try it. Pate, because it's so gushy.
Slimy. Oily, greasy,
yucky. I was thinking beet wedges. Small beet wedges would be fun in there, like roasted
beets. See, now you're losing me because you're stuffing a vegetable with another vegetable, and that's just not very interesting to me. You got to put something in there that's a little controversial, that's a little interesting. Plus, they're purple. They stay in your fingers. Anything you put on them, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to get pink. You know,
it's a little olive. You'll eat the olive, not touch the beet, but yeah.
What about something that's candy?
Candy,
would
like M&Ms?
You put a candy, like a chocolate-covered raisin, a raisinette, a goober? People stuff olives with almonds.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if instead of just a nut, that was a chocolate-covered nut? What would happen? Yeah, or a smoky almond, ooh, something like that.
Smoky almond, that'd be great.
But what do you think a chocolate-covered peanut would taste like shoved into an olive? Would that be just absolutely gross?
Well,
we're going to have to try that one, too.
Sometimes those are the same thing, aren't they? Interesting and gross.
Interesting and gross.
Sometimes.
Yes, because our experience with durian was both interesting and gross.
Exactly.
I'm glad I've had that experience, mm-hmm. but I never want to have that experience again.
Yes.
So, fun, yet I don't want to repeat it. Normally, things that are fun, you want to have repeated.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're glad you did it once just to have the experience. Probably like throwing yourself out of a plane with a parachute.
I have yet to do that.
I'm not doing that. I'm not jumping out of a perfectly good plane.
I'm on the fence.
Really? You're on the...
If I could find it affordably, I would totally push you off
the fence. If we were on a plane, you had a chute, I would be the one to push you out.
Aw, thank you.
That's not the way I intended it, buddy. We're going to have to get experimental with some of these olives, and we're going to have to report back to the eager public with this information. Yes, they're eager.
Yeah, totally.
Are you implying that our listeners are not eager?
No, they're very...
Get out. People want to know what crazy things you can shove into an olive and terrorize your guests with.
Butter.
Butter. Gross. What?
What?
Why?
What do you mean? Olive butter is wonderful, right? When you have green olives and you make that with butter?
Yes, when you smear it on a steak.
Yeah.
But what else are you going to do with it?
Well, the butter is salty and creamy, and so if it's in something you want to eat or snack on, I bet it would be a nice compliment to the olive.
A butter-stuffed olive. Are we in the South?
You put cheese in olives. I mean, it's not that. I mean,
you saw a show on the butter burger, and you want to parlay that into olives.
Butter burger? No,
butter burger. They take a burger. There's this restaurant. I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but mm-hmm. I was watching a show on Best Burger.
Yes.
You know how they have the best dives, the best drive-in, mm-hmm. the best stack of pancakes. You know, they have these shows where people drive around. And, well, one of them was on the Best Burgers. Burger Paradise, I think it was called.
Burger Paradise.
And there were all these great and interesting Burger Paradises. One of these Burger Paradises, of course, had a vat of deep frying oil where they slip the mashed burger patty into this vat of deep frying oil that apparently hasn't been changed for 100 years.
Yeah.
And people are still eating these things and not dying, I guess. Probably getting very sick, but, you know, probably the rest of the stuff they eat during the day based on that particular lunch choice is probably also questionable. So there's really no way to pinpoint where their indigestion is coming from. I have a pretty good idea that's coming from the 100,000-year-old frying oil.
Yeah.
Disgusting. And based on what I now know about bacteria, they can probably survive in that kind of an environment.
Oh, no, that gets too hot. That gets to, what, 500, 600
No, they're not going to make a saliva cyst. And
No. Because if you get to the 400, 500s in other direction, it'll destroy them.
Blah. But there's this one restaurant that has this this burger, special burger. Mm-hmm. When the butter is the burger is cooked, they take a scoop. And I don't just mean like a tablespoon size scoop. I mean a big scoop, like a huge scoop.
Like an ice scoop.
Like an ice cream scoop amount full of room temperature, semi-solid, real Wisconsin butter. They only get it from this one place.
Mm-hmm.
It's their favorite butter, apparently. Because, you know, people like butter. They have their favorite butter.
Of course.
And so they scoop this thing, they put it on top of the burger, and then they mash the bun onto it. Wow. And that's the burger. So what happens is, it's a hot burger.
Yeah,
so the butter melts and then it melts all over the plate. So I'm watching this show and my mouth is open, of course, because I'm in shock at this massive amount of butter that these people are eating. I'm one who believes that nothing goes better with a delicious piece of meat than butter. The butter brings out the flavor of the meat. It really, really does. It's why Steakhouse Ruth's Chris is so successful, because they have this wonderfully perfectly grilled, beautiful steak.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a tablespoon of sizzling melted butter that comes on this really hot plate. And it's a little sizzle. It looks like a lot more butter than it really is. I mean, we're going to be doing a review of these guys. I got a personal tour of the kitchen. I love the way they do it. I love their custom ovens. It's a tablespoon of butter. It's not that much butter. It looks like a lot, but it's not that much. But on this burger, it melts all into the plate. And then what happens is you have the bun soaking in this thing of butter. So when people are picking this thing up, it's dripping butter all over the place. And when people are biting into it, it's dripping down their face. They're getting as much butter as they're getting burger.
That hurts my stomach.
Doesn't it? And you're talking about stuffing an olive
with
butter.
There's difference between like a teaspoon of butter and an olive.
It's not even a teaspoon.
Yeah.
It's a smidge.
A smidge. It can't even.
It's a
And an ice cream scoop
it's a
soaking
peck.
In bread that when you bite it, it squirts all over your face.
Yeah.
That's totally different.
We're still talking about intentionally eating more butter. Intentionally eating something that's extremely fatty, that's bad for you. It's bad for your arteries. No one's going to want to eat this. If you know you're putting something, bad for me. We are not 900-pound Southerners that like this ridiculous butter burger. I'm not too sure that such a restaurant would even last in this part of the country. We're in San Diego. It's a little bit more heart healthy, I want to say.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe people out there on the West Coast, because it's warm, we got to wear less clothes. So we're kind of walking around trying to be a little bit more heart healthy. The people who want to watch out for their health, foodies, you know, are usually these people because they know more about food.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're a little bit more careful, a little bit more picky. They generally eat less, you know, like Anton Ego from the movie Ratatouille. You know, I don't like food. I love it. And if I don't love it, I don't swallow. So he loved food so much that he would only swallow the food if he loved it. You know, that's kind of like some extreme foodies. Obviously, I'm not quite like that.
No.
You know,
obviously
I'm not that bad.
Either.
Yeah. Anyone can see me. No, I'm not a stick. I'm not heavy by any means. And whoever sees me on the video, on the website, the pictures, the camera adds 40 pounds. All right.
Uh-oh.
What? No.
Well, I'm big.
Marcus
to begin
is
with.
Shaking his head. Okay. You know what? I gotta find myself in the
How about
co-host.
A Beurre Rouge then?
A what?
Red wine butter mix.
I agree with that.
In the olive.
See, that way it's not just butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know who's really good at stuffing things like chicken breasts and roasted pork loin?
Who?
Our friends at Dine In Tonight. They're a big sponsor for us and good friends with an outstanding service. They have over 100 different comfort gourmet recipes. They make one each night, making it super easy on the customers who never have to decide what's for dinner. Think you like having to decide what's for dinner? Well, you don't. It's probably bothering you right now. You know, go to the trouble of something that'll be just okay, or order out, or get something that's bad for me. With Dine In Tonight, you get the best of everything. It's made for you, delivered to your home at dinner time, fresh and hot, and ta-da, it's healthy too. Only made with healthy oils, fresh, healthy ingredients, no fillers, preservatives, no MSG, nothing. Just like you wish you could make for your family every night if you could. Sign up today and get a free week with promo code KCBQ. That's dineinthenumber2night.com, or you can call 888-64-MEALS. There are good buddies, Dine In Tonight. Coming up on Food Fight, we'll be reviewing a new restaurant downtown, the Blind Burrow. You say it like this, Burrow. Roll your R's, Burrow.
Burrow.
Burrow. I can't do that.
Burrow.
Blind Burrow. Up next on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized
and don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce? Roasted red snapper? Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz, and with me in pajamas is the awesome and aromatic Marcus. What are you wearing today?
Nothing. I just showered this morning. That's
this looks
all.
Like pajamas.
No, this?
Shorts
no,
and a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, pajamas was last Sunday.
This is my shirt. I'm going to go out and
you're like going to go out in public in this?
Yeah.
This is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt.
Uh-huh.
I swear, when I saw you this morning, I thought it was pajamas.
What?
I was like, didn't you get the memo? Pajama Sunday was last Sunday.
No.
Yeah, there's no meteors this week.
Oh.
Yeah. See?
You don't know.
We're raising meteor awareness by wearing our pajamas. Nobody knows when you go out in your pajamas what you are trying to accomplish with that. We need the puce ribbons.
We need the puce ribbons.
We got to get the ribbons.
It just looks like I'm lazy.
Yeah, because you wear a ribbon and people are like, oh, that's a breast cancer ribbon. No, people are aware of that. The ribbon was open, you know, like like a domain, right?
Yes.
If you snooze, you lose. We snapped it up. It's now our pink ribbon and it's meteor awareness ribbon. So welcome back to the show. We're reviewing a restaurant, new local restaurant that's so cool it puts the burr in burrow. Huh? That's a good one. No, he's shaking his head. Yeah, it's fantastic. High-end Mexican. We had a lot of food here because, well, I couldn't make up my mind. Everything on the menu looked great, and it's right up my alley. Appetizers, fantastic. They have a dish called Cóctel de Mariscos. Now, you don't need to speak Spanish to be able to order off the menu because everything else is luckily in English. It's a ceviche that includes shrimp, scallops, octopus, red onion, tomato. Marcus is drooling right
now.
Yeah,
I am.
Cilantro, cucumber in a broth I wanted to sip. Awesome, fresh, briny. And the octopus, otherwise known as pulpo, was so tender. The barbecue yellowtail collar, a rich, oily part of the fish, but when you see it, it's usually a salmon collar, normally in a restaurant, which I'm personally tired of. It's a tricky part of the fish. It's fun to get all the meat out. There's all these little nooks and crannies. The spicy barbecue char on the top, fabulous. It comes to the table looking like it came off a giant prehistoric evil fish. It's so cool looking. The guacamole is fresh made, and it comes full of meat. This is my kind of place. They serve the guacamole with chorizo on top of it. It's got on top, the served on the side. It's chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
You know what that is?
What's that?
It's crispy fried pig ear.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Bubbly, crispy, tasty, delicious. You ever had pork rinds, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, except these are the gourmet kind. The pozole is a soup. It's a tomatillo base with chicken broth. So it's perky. It's light. It's fantastic and citrusy. Big, juicy pieces of chicken. It's got hominy in it and avocado. The presentation of this soup is just really pretty. It's an outstanding soup that I could eat hot or chilled. Either way, it's dynamite. We also had the Baja-style tacos. One has steak with cactus called nopales. Tender and flavorful. A taco with pulled chicken tender meat, roasted jalapeno, and ground up chicharrones. The fried pig's ear?
Yes.
They grind that up. They put it on the taco.
Wonderful.
There's another one with pulled chicken with mole sauce, queso fresco, and sesame seeds. This was my absolute favorite because their mole sauce was terrific. And another one with spicy fried shrimp and pineapple habanero salsa. Little heat, lot of flavor. They made us fresh churros and coffee for a wonderful dessert, and I left super happy and really, really full. The staff is warm and knowledgeable, and they seem to share the passion for the food as well. I will absolutely go there again. I don't think I've had a better high-end Mexican dinner in my life. This place is beautiful. They're right in the gas lamp in downtown San Diego at 7th and J Street. The place has just opened. The Blind Burro will surely become a local favorite. Am I psychic? Yes, I am, at least when it comes to food. Check out photos from our recent trip to the Blind Burro on our website, foodfightradio.com. And of course, you can get all the info from our show Facebook page as well. Be sure to check out the video footage of my interview with celebrity extraordinaire and close personal friend Dan Aykroyd. I couldn't get him to pretend to get mad at me because he's just too nice. But I did get him to give me the perfect birthday memory, and it's going to be my new ringtone. Play it again, Sam.
Claire, you ignorant. What are you doing that microphone, and where are you putting it now?
That was my birthday present. It's my new ringtone. Everyone saw the SNL script. Everyone. Everyone knows what we're talking about. Everyone. Not allowed to say it on the air. We're not going to say it on the air. But everyone is familiar with that skit from Saturday Night Live. So everyone appreciate it. I have it and you don't. It was my birthday. And with that, kicking it off, I believe it's time to rant.
And now, your moment of clarification.
What happens to hotels where the service of bringing someone a sandwich and a soda to their room becomes paramount to engineering a bridge or erecting a monument? How does a meal you would otherwise pay $25 for anywhere else somehow cost $97 when a glorified baggage handler makes the trek on an elevator with a rolling cart from the kitchen to your smaller than it appeared on the website room? Have you traveled, maybe wanted to relax, get something brought to you rather than having to put pants on and go outside? Well, I'll tell you, better be prepared to shell out a small fortune on one of these least impressive meals you will have. From the $17 fruit cocktail, $20 if you want pineapple, to the $15 cup of French onion soup, to the $3 surcharge for a pickle spear for your sliders, you can bet every item on the menu will make you wish you took that doggy bag from the restaurant last night. How much is it altogether? Well, don't answer yet, because once you finally rationalize the listed costs, your server will soon bring the bill. Yes, he arrives with a lovely cart with white linen tablecloth and napkins and maybe even a fresh flower. Well, at least it's a nice presentation, you say to your spouse. Just need to sign the receipt and add a few dollars for the nice men who wheeled this in, you think to yourself. What? A service fee? A resort surcharge? A predetermined gratuity? A second open line for additional tip? I think there were others. Well, too late now. It's embarrassing to complain or even keep that look of sticker shock on your face. Do you add the additional tip? Is it expected? At this point, does it even matter? You've just spent the equivalent of dining at a four-star restaurant. What's a few dollars now? Anyway, that's a lovely flower, and we can eat with our pants off. That's what a vacation is all about, isn't it? I'm sure the food will be first class. Well, that's generally about when things start to go downhill. That $24 spaghetti with meat sauce is both overcooked and seems to lack sauce as a vessel for the meat. Your assorted sliders are identical and seem to be losing heat quicker than Kevin Costner lost his British accent in Robin Hood. And those French fries are about as crispy as steamed asparagus. The rolls are as stale as Neil Saavedra's food show, and the shrimp in your shrimp cocktail are as limp as is. Well, moving on. At least you can take the baby ketchup and teeny tiny Tabasco bottles with you as souvenirs. And yes, you can eat away from home with no pants on. You can tune in next week for a new segment from Dave the Vitamin Guy. We're going to be talking about losing weight by maintaining proper supplementation. Very important if you want to lose weight. Food-related, we can talk about things you can smear on other things. Mm-hmm. Homemade aioli. Is it worth it? We're going to get into that next week. And frog's legs 101, where you can get them, how you can make them, what you can serve them with, and how you can trick your guests into eating them too. Vegans' rights and food etiquette, also all next week on Food Fight Radio. Things that, in particular, tick off a chef when they're cooking for people. Proper etiquette to be had there, I think, in our experience, yes. Chef Marcus. Yes. All next week on Food Fight Radio, this is KCBQ and Claire Katz reminding you to play with your food.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Friend Vest International, Inc.